I had planned to spike the punch and watch old classmates throw up their lunch and fall over their knees, dancing to the music that told our age. I had planned to gather with old friends who had to reintroduce themselves to me because their faces were somewhat familiar but their bodies had changed, and I pictured us all competing for the best memory to discuss, digging up good times and embarrassing moments of our prime to thrust before an audience we trust. Those considered good people by us, teachers, doctors and shrinks, preachers, priests, poets, soldiers, plumbers, and computer heads, all working to get ahead 5 days of the week. People who earlier in our lives didn't think to govern what we speak, and now, so many are buried 6 feet deep. They call me one of the lucky ones, and you, who claim not to remember. Despite the fact that we were both interviewed by the press last November, on the anniversary of the day the sky turned gray and rained blood on our hands, you say that from where you stand, your hands have always been clean. And my description of the sky and all the moments that transpired lean a little to the left, for I haven't been as righteous as yourself. As if you don't remember your part, your role in making him. You say that he must have slipped your mind, or that I made it up. The madness, the sadness, him. Never really did know his name. Perhaps it was Dillian, Mark, or Cho, or anything but the names we gave him. Good for nothing, slow. He tried to tell us his name, but we said, no, you are nothing. No, you are less than nothing. You don't remember that? Him. He was a skinny boy, never picked for games. The one that was so ashamed for being left out that he backed out and into the shadows where he stood in the rain so that no one could tell he was crying. Wolf, he said. He was the one that was disliked for the sake that someone had to be disliked in order for our circle to take flight. Couldn't feel high unless someone was underneath our wings. Seems like we couldn't get by unless we made fun of him for the most trivial things. Remember? It was done to give us a sense of leverage. A hype to make us feel that we were more than average, better than, so we'd stand on him. He was the one that every kid on the court laughed at, and even the wimpy ones fussed at. The slightly awkward, can't get right, don't fit in because he's trying too hard to be our friend, stumbling over his own 2 feet type. The one us kids call crazy freak, like his mother hadn't given him a name. He was the one who failed English class because he wouldn't speak, since you told him that every syllable he had was weak, which is why he remained silent and discreet about, well, you know what about, because I know you remember. You were there, leading the pack, and I foolishly had your back. I bet we were the main ones he was looking for during the attack, scrolling through the hallways with his AK loaded with rage and hurt and cold heart because of our part. Remember just why they call us the lucky ones? Is it because we were absent the day the students and faculty heard a mute scream? Lucky are we. They say this unknowing the dead haunts my dreams. Lucky, lucky, they say. I know you remember. Because I can never forget.